This is the Build Your Online Audience podcast with Janet Murray, episode 425.
You're listening to the Build Your Online Audience podcast with Janet Murray. Tune in every week for practical advice that will help you build your online audience. And now, here's your host, Janet Murray.
Hello and welcome to the show. In this episode, I'm going to be talking about how to generate additional income in your business through affiliate marketing. And if you're not sure what that is, don't worry, I will start off with a definition. But before we get into the main part of the show, just a reminder about my 2021 Sorted event. So this is my annual content planning masterclass. It happens every single year and we get together to create your plan, your content plan for the coming year. So it usually happens in person. This year, 2020, we were due to be in Newcastle up in the northeast of the UK. But unfortunately, due to COVID-19, we've had to bring the event online. But actually, I say unfortunately, but it's meant that we can bring on more speakers, we can put on more sessions for you. So I'm actually really even more excited about the event than I was before. So I'll just give you a quick overview. So as ever, day one is all about the inspiration. So we have a number of really fantastic speakers who are going to be helping you to achieve a big content goal in 2021. So we've got a session with Sasha Black on how to self-publish your own book in 2021. We've got Mike Morrison, who's going to be talking about how to launch a membership site or grow the one that you have in 2021. I'm going to be running a session on how to launch a profitable online course in 2021. We've got Ian Anderson Gray. He's going to be talking about how to launch your own live video show. We've got Steve Dotto. He's going to be talking about how to launch your own YouTube channel. And we've got Colin Gray talking about how to launch a podcast. So if you have a big content goal for 2021, then you're going to find a session on day one that is absolutely going to suit you and help you to achieve those goals. In fact, you might find more than one, but that's fine because you will get the recordings of all the sessions so you can catch up afterwards. So moving the event online has meant that we can actually put on more sessions for you this year. So on day one, we're also going to be having a number of basically guided networking sessions, if you like, where we've got panels of speakers who are going to be talking about some of the things that, you know, you are so important when you're building a business online, but don't often get the airtime that you need. So we've got sessions on how to manage your mental health as an entrepreneur. We've got sessions on how to be more diverse in your marketing. We've got sessions on building a business when you've also got kids, like running your business around your kids. We've also got sessions on how to maintain boundaries with your clients, make sure that you've got all of the right legal agreements in place and you're getting paid on time and you're getting deposits, you're getting paid up front, all that kind of good stuff. We've also got sessions on how to avoid or how to deal with trolls, copycats, and some of the other awful stuff that can happen online and much, much more. So these sessions are going to be led by a group of expert panelists and we'll be breaking you off into groups for discussion. So you will get a chance to meet loads more people at the event. And of course, we're going to have a virtual bar in the evening. And I should have said at the beginning, actually, that this is not a succession of dreary Zoom calls, this event. So I've hired Ian Anderson Gray, who is an expert in live video, and he is going to be putting together a really slick live show for you. It's going to be a show. It's not going to be jumping on and off like dreary Zoom calls. I mean, not that all Zoom calls are dreary, but you know, I think you know what I mean. It's going to be a really highly produced, slick event. So that's only day one that I've shared with you there. Day two is traditionally our content planning day. That's the day when we come together to create our plan for 2021. And it's going to be the same this year. So we're going to be focusing on creating that content plan. As part of your ticket for 2021 Sorted, you do get my 2021 social media diary and planner. And providing the post is all good, then you will have your copy of the planner to do your plan on that day. I know some delegates have already told me that they're booking a hotel room. They're going to take themselves off for a couple of days so they can really concentrate on their planning for the coming year. I think it's an absolutely brilliant idea. And if you were planning to come to the live event, then I'm sure that the money that you're going to save on your travel and your hotel, because you'll only need one night, can make that a real possibility for you. I think it's a really good idea to take the time out to work on your business rather than in your business. So that's the day when we'll be creating the content plan. You'll be hearing from some more really, really fab speakers who are going to inspire you with your content creation for 2021. So by the end of the two-day event, you will have your plan in place for 2021. Just a couple of days investment to get your plan in place and get tons of inspiration for your content. Now, as part of your ticket or with your ticket, you also get membership to my content planning club. So traditionally, that's been called the Media Diary Owners Club. This year is the 2021 Sorted Club. If you're in that club and you will get this as part of your ticket, you get a weekly email from me on a Monday with content ideas. So you can use some of the awareness days and key dates in your diary to come up with content ideas. In fact, a lot of them you can pretty much just pick up and turn them into social media posts or newsletters. You also get 4 coaching calls with me, group coaching calls across the year. And we will basically plan in quarters. So you'll be able to come back and do your Q2 content plan, Q3, Q4. So you've got that accountability. You also get a digital version of the diary. You get my content planning masterclass, tons of other templates and printables. There is so much support throughout the year. So I think it's a really, really great investment to invest in the 2021 Sorted event. And of course, you get all of the recordings, which ordinarily we would sell separately. And it's all for £179. But it's a bit of a bargain. So if that sounds of interest and you haven't yet booked your ticket, and then if you head over to janetmurray.co.uk/2021sorted, and if you've missed the live show, then don't worry, you will still be able to buy all of that content after the event, and you can do that. You can work through the content at your own pace, but I'm really hoping that I will see you at the live event. And now, on with the main part of the show. So in this episode, I'm going to be talking about how you can generate additional income in your business through affiliate marketing. And I will also talk later in the episode about how you could become an affiliate for me, for Janet Murray Products and Services. So first off though, what do we mean by affiliate marketing? So affiliate marketing basically means selling other people's stuff, so other people's products and services, to your audience, and you generally get a commission for doing so. So affiliate schemes can vary hugely in terms of how much you get paid. I'll talk more about that later. It can vary from, you know, just a small percentage to really quite a lot, quite a big amount. And it can be a great way to generate income for your business without having to create new products or services and without having to do that much work. But as I'll share with you in this episode, there is still some work to be done, and it's not generally a case of just kind of giving out the link and making thousands. You do need to put some work in. So in this episode, I will be taking you through the steps that you need to take to start making affiliate income in your business. I'll also share with you some of the downsides as well. You know, I'm always honest about these things. So some of the things that you might want to consider, there's some types of affiliate marketing, for example, that I don't do and wouldn't do. And, you know, I have my own reasons for doing that. So I'll just share some of the reasons or some of the things that you might need to take into consideration that might not be so good when it comes to affiliate marketing. So first off then, how do you get set up as an affiliate marketer? So the first thing I would suggest that you do, step one, is simply make a list of products and services that you already use and love. But here's the key thing. Products and services that you use and love currently, but would be relevant to your audience, they would actually want to buy. So that generally means relevant to your business. So I love Lush bath bombs. I love Hotel Chocolate. I love all sorts of different things. But it might not be relevant for me to be an affiliate for those products or services because it would take me away from the core content, from what I talk about. So I'm an affiliate for a number of key tools that I use in my business. So Rev, the transcription service, Lead Pages, their landing page tool, and also Capwing, which is a video editing tool. These are all tools that I use in my business. I love them. I know them really well, which is why it's easy for me to create content for them. It wouldn't really make sense. You know, I love Lush bath bombs. I love particular types of chocolate or whatever it might be, but it wouldn't really make sense for me to start really heavily promoting that to my audience because it doesn't really fit in with what I'm generally sharing content about. So it needs to be ideally products and services that you know and love and that also would be really relevant to your audience and helpful and they would actually buy and, you know, really fits in with the kind of content that you would usually create. Now, at this stage, I ought to say that yes, you will need to create content as an affiliate. I mean, you don't have to. You can sign up to be an affiliate with lots of different products and services and you can keep the link. And if anyone asks you, then you can give them the link. But doing that, you know, you might make a bit of money here and there. But if you want to make some serious money as an affiliate and if you, you know, you want to do well with this, you will have to create some content about it. It's not enough just to post on social media and say, oh, I really love Catwing or I really love Rev. You're going to need to work a little bit harder than that in order to get people to buy. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, you creating really high quality, high highly produced content, but well thought out content that actually would persuade people to buy, and actually doing it regularly as well. So you're probably not going to make loads as an affiliate if you rock up once a month and share something about the products that you're an affiliate for, or you're only sharing on social media. I've got some blog posts, for example, about some of the products that I am an affiliate for, and people find them in Google search because they're good, well thought out pieces of content about things that people are actually searching for. But that obviously does take a little bit of time and thought up front. The kind of things that generally work well for affiliate content, I will give you some more examples before, but like I said, it's not enough to just say, I really love this product, I think it's great. What people are looking for is social proof, like proof that this is going to help them, proof it's going to solve a problem for them, which is why things like pictures, screenshots, little videos of you showing the product or service, anything that really feels real and proof of concept, basically proof that this product or service is going to work for them and get the same kind of results as you've got. I'll share with you in the show notes a link to the blog post that I wrote about how to add closed captions to your social media posts using Rev and Capwing. People find me and my affiliate links through that particular blog post quite regularly, and I get payouts quite regularly, but I did need to invest the time in creating that blog post up front. So step two, so once you've made your list of your ideal products or services, so products and services that you genuinely love and can create content about because you know them really well, and that's another point as well. Yes, you can create content about products and services that maybe you're not using all the time, but it's actually probably going to be hard work. It's quite easy for me to knock together a demo video on how to use Rev and Capwing because I use them all the time. It's not going to take me ages and ages. But if you're trying to create affiliate content about products or services that you don't use and you don't know them very well, then that's actually going to take you ages, which is another compelling reason actually to stick to products and services that you know really well, you love, and you genuinely use all the time. So once you've got your hit list, the next thing is just to do some basic Google research. A lot of companies will have a page on the website for affiliates, and they'll have somewhere on their website where you can literally just go and sign up. Not every company will, so it might take a few emails, but it's basically how you do it. Bit of Google research. Have they got an affiliate page on their website? If not, shoot them an email, and if they do have a scheme, they will send you the link. So step three, once you've got your hit list of those products and services that you love and you want to shout about on social media and in your other content, it's about gathering resources for your affiliate content. And as with anything in business or life, this really does come down to the more that you put in, the more that you will get out. So you do need to set aside some time to create your affiliate content, and particularly if you're keen to make decent sales out of it. Now, a lot of affiliate schemes will have dedicated affiliate packs, and this is certainly something that I've created for my own affiliate scheme, and that generally would include images that you can use. It might also include email copy. It might also include copy for social media posts, all of which can be really helpful and save you loads of time. And the other crucial thing about that actually is that it will ensure that you're saying the right things and you're talking accurately about that product or service, because the last thing you want to be doing is out there like sharing information which is wrong about your product or service. So that's why a lot of people who have affiliate schemes will also give you content, but not all of them do. So you might need to create that collateral yourself, and it's definitely worth sitting down for half a day or a day and creating some of that content if it isn't there, or it might well be that you're adapting the content that they've given you. So it's in your voice. I wouldn't recommend just taking somebody's swipe files and cut and paste copy and just like posting that onto your social media feeds. Or I wouldn't recommend just kind of, if they give you email copy, just sending that out to your email list without adapting it, without putting it in your own voice, without putting your own spin on it, because it will be like, it'll just be like broadcasting. It will be like sales messages that would kind of just go over people's head. What people are really looking for with affiliate content is your spin, your take. So what's your experience been? Like, why have you found it useful? How has it helped to solve problems for you? So if you want to make sure that you're making decent affiliate income from the products and services that you're recommending, the kind of content that will generally work well is things like demo videos. So as part of the blog post that I mentioned earlier on how to add closed captions to videos using Capwing and Rev, so they're two of the products that I'm an affiliate for, I also created a demo video. So I just recorded myself using a tool called Loom, actually showing people how to do it. And that gets viewed all the time. Been really useful. In fact, Capwing have actually taken that video and posted it on their own YouTube channel as well. So if you create good content, it may well get in front of a bigger audience anyway. Now, there is a lot more effort in creating full-on blog posts or podcast episodes or YouTube videos, but like I say, you generally only get out what you put in, and taking the time to create really good quality content that really shows off the products and service and really helps people to understand why it is that you love it, why you think it's going to be useful for them, why it's going to help them, is going to make a huge difference when it comes to making sales. Another thing that you might consider doing, and you might have seen other people doing it as part of affiliate schemes, is offering bonus content that you think might appeal to your audience. So for example, for Marie Forleo's B-School, if you haven't heard of B-School, it's an online business and marketing course. It usually, I think it happens every February. So when you're online that time of year, you can often feel like every piece of content you see is about Marie Forleo's B-School because everybody is an affiliate for Marie and everybody's selling her course. Now, what I've seen some people do for Marie Forleo, because apparently she pays really good, I think it's something like $1,000 per person that you get onto the program, which is, you know, really decent income. I've had friends in the online space who have made loads from being a B-School affiliate. But I think for that one, you do have to apply and you do have to have a decent sized audience for you to qualify, I guess, to do that, which is another reason, if there weren't enough reasons already, but it's another really compelling reason for you to build an online audience, because then you can access the much more profitable affiliate schemes, because you can say to people, look, I've got this great audience and this really relevant audience that I can get in front of it. If you only have a small audience, obviously it's more difficult for you to make that case. But what I have seen people do with Marie Forleo's B-School is add bonuses. I've seen everything from additional classes, like special B-School Facebook groups. One influencer a few years ago, I really remember this well, was offering, I think it was a weekend in Paris. It was some kind of mastermind in Paris to everybody who bought. So she must have been making a total mint on being an affiliate for Marie Forleo's program. So that's definitely something that you can look at. So if you are an affiliate for somebody, perhaps you could offer a relevant bonus as a sort of sweetener. And obviously that helps people to get to know you and get to know your content. I would exercise a little bit of caution around this. Last year, I noticed that somebody was selling power hours on how to use my 2020 social media diary and planner. And I had to reach out to them and say, look, I don't think they meant any harm. I just think they hadn't thought about it. But I had to reach out to them and say, look, that's not really on. You know, you can't be selling power hours on how to use my diary. If I had some kind of license whereby people could buy a license to teach my content planning system, that might be a different thing, but I don't. So just be a little bit careful. So if you are an affiliate for a product or service and you're thinking about adding a bonus, which is about how to use it, just might be worth shooting them a message and just saying, like, is this okay? Or just checking out, you know, is that something that people generally do? If they do, how does it work? But I think probably offering one of your own resources that's like a complimentary resource or training might be a better way of going about it. So certainly something to bear in mind. And as with anything in the online space, if in doubt, just reach out and ask the question. It will save you a lot of trouble in the long run. So step four, so once you've made your hit list of the products and services that you'd love to be an affiliate for, you've reached out to those companies and you've asked to be an affiliate, you've signed up, you've been accepted, and you've also started to gather some affiliate content together. So once you've done all of those steps, now it's time to create your affiliate content. Now, here I want to give you a tip, which is really, really important. And it's this. So you need to focus on the benefits of the products and services you're selling and not the features. So just to use my 2021 Sorted event as an example. So you might get online or you might email your list and you might say, oh, you need to come to this really great event because you'll learn how to put your content plan together and there's these really great speakers and you'll also get this social media diary and planner and you'll get an online version as well and you'll get these four coaching calls and you get this planning masterclass. If you were to say that to somebody who doesn't know anything about me, doesn't know anything about my podcast or my planning system, they're probably not going to be very interested. What people are really interested in, what makes people buy, is results. So if you wanted to sell my 2021 Sorted club and event, then you'd need to have a think about how you can sell the results and how you can basically convince people or encourage people to join up on the basis that they're going to get really great results. Now, what people are generally interested in is anything that saves them time, anything that saves them money or makes them money, and anything that helps them to achieve something that maybe was a struggle for them before. So what would be much more compelling is if you came along to the event last year and you've managed to blog every single week since then, or the kind of content that you've been putting out on your Facebook page has been so different, has been so much more engaging. and you've actually made sales from it. You can give examples of sales that you've made or inquiries that you've made. Just to give you a few examples. So one of my media diary clients, Josephine Hughes, I've talked about her before on the podcast, but she was actually our media diary owner of the year. She's got a great Facebook page, but she's used the diary consistently. She's used the awareness dates in the diary to generate content. And she can say, you know, hand on heart, I filled up a webinar using this particular post. I've got other clients who've used my diary who can say, in the example of, there was one Instagram influencer, Abby, and she created a post which helped to land a paid collaboration on Instagram. I've got other examples of people who've managed to land clients from things that they've posted. So that's what people will be looking for, is like, can you give me examples of how you saved time, how it saved you money, how it helped you to make money, how it helped you to achieve a big content goal. So for example, I've got a couple of delegates from last year's 2021 Sorted. So I've got Rachel Spencer. She made a commitment at the event to start a podcast. She's done it. It's still going. It's doing really well. I've got Mahmood. He made a commitment to launch his own awareness day, Love Your Accountant Day. He's done it. It's happened. He's got the results. So that's what people are looking for. Now you might be thinking at this stage, well, what if I haven't had those kind of results? Well, if you've bought one of my products, I'm just using myself as an example, but this could be any product or service that you use. But if you've bought one of my products or services, you probably know other people who have had good results. I mean, maybe you're quite a new client, so maybe you haven't had those results. So can you reach out to other people and say, hey, how did you get on with using your diary, or what have you achieved since last year? And then you can ask them. So it's really about selling the benefits. Like, how is this going to change you? How is this going to transform you? And ideally, if you can offer social proof, and this is a really good and compelling reason for you only being an affiliate for products and services that you genuinely love, that you use, you know really, really well, because you're going to be able to give those examples. So if I was going to be an affiliate for my 2021 Sorted event and club, they're basically the same things. If you buy the ticket for the event, you get the club. And if you buy the club, you get the event. The content that I would be looking to create would be, so I would create videos of me showing inside my diary. So my 2020 social media diary and planner, if I didn't have my new one already. And then when the 2021 version comes, I'll create a video of that. If I had access to the membership area, which 2021 Sorted delegates will do closer to the event, I might do a bit of a walkthrough of the area and show people around and show people the different content that's there. I might share some screenshots of posts that I've created using my diary and the resources in the club to help me get great results. I might share a screenshot of something that happened as a result of me attending the event last year. I might also share other people's results. So I might say to my friends and colleagues, like, oh, could I have a screenshot of where you posted about how you had this really great result from using this product or service? I would probably also create blog posts about how I've been using the diary and the resources in the club and from the event to create content that was saving me time and money, so that people could find that if people were searching online for things like, you know, how to create a content plan or how to be consistent with your content, that they would find my blog post. And I would also, crucially, create content that tackles people's objections. So I would sit down and I'd make a list of all the reasons why people might not buy my 2021 Sorted Club. Or if I was selling it as an affiliate, it wouldn't be mine, would it? But you know what I mean? I would sit down and make a list of all the reasons why people wouldn't buy. Oh, I've tried content planning before and it didn't work. Oh, I've already got a diary. And I would just make a list of all the reasons why I think people might not want to buy. And then I would create content that addressed all of those objections. And actually, you can often take the lead from the business themselves, because they will be creating that kind of content. Have a look at the kind of post that they're putting out. Have a look at the objection content that they're putting out. Have a look at the consideration content that they're putting out. So the kind of content that's designed for people who are interested in buying but haven't made the leap. Go and have a look at their Facebook ads. Little tip for you, if you go to the Facebook page of any business that you follow, if you scroll down onto the left-hand side of their page, you'll see a little box called page transparency, and you'll be able to look at all of their Facebook ads there. So you'll be able to get some ideas there for angles of ads. I'm not suggesting that you go and copy their copy. In fact, I'm really not suggesting that you do that, but it will give you an idea perhaps of, because they will know really well, what are the reasons that people buy this product or service and what are the reasons that people don't? And you will be able to get some ideas from that. So I hope you found that useful. So I've walked you through 4 steps to help you to start to generate income from affiliate marketing. Now, just to give you a bit of an idea on money, I did touch on this. I mean, it's one of those questions people often ask me, well, how much could I earn from being involved in affiliate marketing? Well, it's a how long is a piece of string question. It really depends. there'll be some schemes that will give you a very small percentage. There'll be some that will give you a massive big payment. It really does depend. But I think if you're looking for the bigger payments, so if you're looking for something like, you know, Marie Forleo's B-School, this is where the audience comes in. And like I say, if there was any ever another reason as to why you might want to build your online audience, then being able to be an affiliate for bigger influencers, they won't consider you unless you have a decent sized audience. So if you want to get paid, I mean, I've got friends who get paid, you know, like $1,500 for every place that they sell on somebody else's course or membership. And if you fancy doing that, then it's a really compelling reason to build your audience. And there will be people out there who will be, you know, really keen to work with you. So do bear that in mind. If you have a smaller audience, you may find that it's more difficult, but not to say impossible, because if you have a very small but very niche audience, an audience that people really, really want to get in front of, then actually you might find that your small niche audience is very much in demand for the right products or services. So there's no kind of, you know, definitive answer. I think off the top of my head, I get paid about $100 per recommendation to Rev. I think it's about $50, $60 for lead pages, but I might be completely making that up. But obviously there are schemes around there that will pay you a lot more, but they are generally dependent on you having a bigger audience, but not always. And you can also actually explore the option of referral payments, which is, I guess it's like a form of affiliate payments, but I've got a few other people that I work with in the online space who, where we kind of have, we do similar things, but we have different products, but we have similar audiences. And there's some arrangements going there where you could get up to $500 for a client referral because their programs are higher priced, which kind of leads me into the last thing I wanted to talk about, the potential downsides of doing affiliate marketing. Now, personally, I don't do affiliate marketing. So if another online entrepreneur approaches me and asks me to sell their program or their course, it's not something that I have done. It's not something that I particularly want to do, but it's a perfectly valid business model. And I know that there's other people out there doing it all the time. So I'm not saying you shouldn't do it. It's a personal choice. But obviously, if you're promoting somebody else's products or services, then that's time in your calendar that you can't be promoting your own. And if you've been listening to the podcast for a while, you'll have heard me say this before, but one call to action. So if you're showing up every day and you're an affiliate for lots of different products and services, and like one day you're talking about Rev, the next day you're talking about Catwing, the next day you're talking about Lush Bath Bombs or whatever, then people will start to get confused. So if you are going to do affiliate marketing, you do need to block out some time on your calendar, because you can't, if you're just randomly doing the odd post, it's much better for you to say do a week's worth of really, really, you know, hard marketing on your affiliate's product or service and then move back to your own than kind of flip-flopping. Because also just from a kind of success point of view, if people are hearing the same message from you for, you know, a good week, you're doing it on email, you're doing it on social media, you're doing it everywhere, they're much more likely to receive that message. If you're just popping the odd post on every now and again, then the impact is probably going to be less. So it's a perfectly valid model that some people, you know, want to work towards, that you might actually block off certain weeks or even certain months in your calendar where you're not promoting your own products and services, you're promoting somebody else's, and they're basically paying to get in front of your audience. And it's definitely something to think about. But obviously the downside is that if you're promoting somebody else's product or service, then you need to block out time in your calendar to do that. And that potentially could be time that you can't promote your own product or service. So you need to factor that into your plans. And lastly, I wanted to talk to you about my own affiliate scheme. So I have recently relaunched my affiliate scheme. I did have one before, but it wasn't great. And it was a little bit clunky to use. So we have recently relaunched it. Now, in order to be a Janet Murray affiliate, you need to fit some quite specific criteria. So this is a personal choice of mine, and it's not one that everybody would agree with, and that's totally up to them. But I only want people selling my products and services who know them really well. They know them well enough to talk about them and create like really good quality content. I'm not interested in people just touting the links for my products and services around the internet. So you can be an affiliate for me if you're part of my Build Your Online Audience program, and also if you're part of my 2021 Sorted Club. So to be in the club, you've either bought the ticket for the 2021 Sorted event, which you get the club as part of that, or you've bought the club and you get the ticket as part of that. You can't be an affiliate for me if you've just bought a diary, unfortunately. It's something that I've given a lot of thought to, but it comes down to I want people out there selling my products and services and recommending them who really do know them really well. And so those seem like the two groups of people who will know me well, will know my content well, and I feel like my products are safe in their hands. So if you are a member of my Build Your Online Audience program, or you are a member of my 2021 Sorted Club, in previous years, it's been called the Media Diary Owners Club. So if you're still a member of that, then you can still join as well. Then you can sign up to be an affiliate. You get 10% of every sale that you make. There are a few conditions around things like monthly memberships. The payout is delayed, as you could probably imagine, because obviously with monthly memberships, you can get people who join for a month and then leave afterwards. So it is a little bit longer on the monthly, but certainly in terms of like one-off payments for memberships of Build Your Online Audience and also my 2021 Sorted event and club, then that could be quite a generous payment on each recommendation that you make. And I know that you are great at doing that anyway. So you're great at telling other people about my podcast. You're great at telling other people about my diary and my products and services. And it may well be that you've been doing that in the past and you haven't been earning money as an affiliate. So obviously I'd love you to get rewarded for doing that, because I really do appreciate it. So if you're interested in signing up as an affiliate, I will put this in the show notes, but you need to head over to janetmurray.co.uk/become an affiliate. So it's janetmurray.co.uk/become an affiliate. And you can sign up there. But remember, you do need to be a member of my Build Your Online Audience program or my 2021 Sorted Club, formerly the Media Diary Owners Club. So if you've been a member in 2020, you can also sign up as well. And that's pretty much it. So I hope you found this useful. As ever, I do love hearing from you. So get in touch. Tell me what you thought of this episode and any other episodes that you would love, or any other topics that you'd love to hear about on future episodes. And I look forward to finding out how you get on with becoming an affiliate. So I hope you found that useful. And if you would like to become an affiliate for my products and services, do head over to janetmurray.co.uk/become an affiliate. So it's janetmurray.co.uk/become an affiliate. Realize that you might be listening to this podcast in the future. It may well be that there are new eligibility rules. So if you head over to that page, you'll be able to find out whether you're eligible to join the scheme.
If you've enjoyed this week's episode of the Build Your Online Audience podcast with Janet Murray, do check out her Build Your Online Audience program over at buildyouronlineaudience.com. The Build Your Online Audience program is the essential resource for anyone looking to build an engaged online following. If you want to attract more leads online so you can stop wondering where your next sale is coming from, or if you want to launch a dream project like an online course, book, or podcast, the Build Your Online Audience program has everything you need to grow an engaged online following. Head over to buildyouronlineaudience.com to find out more.